season of victory.
You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I'm Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Financing Your Future radio show here at Praise 107.9. Joined with us is
Tiffany Danielle Pineda.
Tiffany Danielle Pineda.
Yes.
I never say Danielle. Am I supposed to?
Well, my first name is Tiffany Danielle.
Oh, you got two names for a first
name.
Yes. Okay, so you can't call it your first name. It's got to be your first two names.
Yes.
So, okay, Tiffany Danielle Pineda is in the house, you know, comedian extraordinaire. And so also Miss Melinda Rackley, you know, our resident producer.
Yes.
She is out taking care of her little lady. The cutest little lady in the world. Yeah. She's got a little fever today, so prayers go out to her.
She probably fed her lettuce. What? Nobody should eat lettuce.
Nobody should eat lettuce. And so, so guys, be praying for Melinda and her house right now. And again, you know, we're sponsored by Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company. Our goal is to teach people how to have and enjoy life. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, we either can teach you how to do it or we have the resources to get you to the right people, from finances to business. We do marriage stuff. We do parenting stuff. And so throughout the year, we're going to add some of those in there. Then we have Rack City Inspiration, Miss Melinda Rackley. You guys know that if you have any ideas you're trying to get out on paper, you got journals you want to turn into books, she is the go-to person. She owns one of the most magnificent publishing companies ever. I've seen her work, and it is exquisite. And so she is your one. Go to RackCityInspiration.com. Go to First Command Financial. They are a retirement planning company. Mr. Nick Poe, their number is 904-269-8772. That's 904-269-8772. First Command has been sponsoring our seminars for about 6 years now. They're an amazing company, and they really want to get you where you want to go. The idea of financing your future, you need to have somebody, some company, somebody helping you get that done.
It's the perfect gift for Valentine's Day. Get your finances right.
Get some life insurance for your wife for Valentine's Day. Yes. Indeed. And then Kids in Capes Incorporated, they are helping to keep kids safe from sexual abuse and things of that nature. If you love young people and you want to be a blessing to them, go to Kids in Capes, Kids in Capes, KIDSNCAPESINC.org, and donate to them or reach out to say, hey, how can I serve? And we're going to talk about some of the things that they got going on recently later on today. We got Chiropractic Injury Solutions. They are on Southside and the West Side locations. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. I had a car accident, and they are the bomb over there with the back cracking.
And I thought it was a wrestling match that you lost, but we'll go with car accident.
No. I don't wrestle with nobody. Yeah, I'm too little to be wrestling with folks. And so they... They're amazing, man. I love to get the, you know, the massages that they do. Is it massages?
Yes.
Is that plural?
Yes.
Not massage-i?
No. No, it's not like the Jedi.
Right.
No.
Massages over there. They do all kind of stuff, man. If you got any kind of accidents or just want to feel better, your back's hurting or whatnot, they can take great care of you. 904-300-3114. ChiropractorJax.com. Then Luke Lewis for home purchases. He was in the studio with us, I think, what, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
And just amazing guy. He knows his stuff. If you're looking to buy a house, give him a call at 904-465-0100. The name of his company is Jackson Real. That's Luke Lewis at 904-465-0100. If you're looking to purchase a house, he can help you get the job done. And so, guys, I'm just excited to be here today. Mm-hmm. What we're going to be talking about today is financial literacy. And the reason, though, is not for what you think.
Okay.
Like, right now, financial literacy is a hot topic. You know,
it is.
Financial literacy. Everybody needs financial literacy. And they're correct.
That's true.
But the majority of people teaching it are broke.
And that's a problem.
Like what is financial literacy? You know, what is it? What does it mean when somebody says you need to be financially literate, you know, you know, I don't question everything, but when it comes to wording and words.
Words mean things.
I love words. And to be financially literate, what does that even mean? You know, because, you know, literate means to be able to read.
And some comprehension.
And comprehension?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when we talk about finances, if the people teaching it are broke, like, really, what are you learning?
Even if they're bougie broke, they're broke. Hey, it's if, still
even
bad.
If they, I bougie, I say, you ain't got nothing and you're excited about it, you know? And so, yeah, guys, think about it. Financial literacy, it's important for you to know money. It's important for you to understand how it works, what it is, where it comes from, how it flows, how it moves. From the secular perspective, it's also important to know how to deal with it from the biblical perspective, which is, you know, being able to know how to give, how to receive, how to sow. You know, the Bible is replete with Bible verses that tell you how to do business.
That's true.
It's full of Bible verses that tells you how to turn money into money.
Yes.
Into more money. You know, it tells you all that stuff. And so, you know, when you with this idea of being financially literate, you know, I tell people, you know, I want to challenge your critical thinking. Because somebody in the class, like the last financial literacy class you went to, just think about it.
If you went to one.
If you went to one. Somebody in the class had to have the mindset to look at the guy teaching it and say to himself, you look broke. And say to, you know, because I'm that guy. I'm that guy sitting in class like, you look broke. What are you teaching me? You know, budgeting, I get it. And that's the first place we go to when we talk about financial literacy is budgeting. And budgeting is the weakest part of understanding money.
Yeah.
Budgeting is more about discipline than it is about understanding what money is, how it works, what to do with it, if you get it, so on and so forth. Like, I want to challenge your critical thinking. You know, when you think about college, and I'm not knocking college. My son goes to UCF.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the college student in here the other
day. So your money is going to UCF, too.
My money is going to UCF, right. But my son said this. You know what he said to me? He said, Daddy, I realize college is a racket.
My son said that too. What year is he in?
He's in his third year now, I think.
My son is in his senior year, and he said the same thing.
Yeah, and so the idea, even like I said, college, thank God for it. Mm-hmm. And real quick, guys, give us a call, 904-296-2251. Chime in. Let us know what you got, any questions about what we're talking about, or you think we don't know what we're talking about. 904-296-2251. But yeah, he said, Daddy, it's a racket. I see that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it is, you know.
It's part of playing the game.
It's part of playing the game. But watch this, though. So when I say critical thinking, I remember when I was coming up and just deciding what I wanted to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean when I was a lot younger, you know.
Because we're still young.
Yeah, I'm still super young. And so when I was writing my book, I was looking at, I talked about a pastor where I grew up in Detroit, and I was looking at his success.
Mm.
And I said to myself, again, critical thinking,
mm-hmm.
I said, his success has nothing to do with his degree.
Nope.
And then I began to think about all of the men and women who do really significant things mm-hmm. in the earth, in the world, and none of it has to do with their degree. And then I started to really look at a friend of mine, you know, growing up, it's always that person that people say, be like him. You should be more like her. You know, he was the famous smart guy
yes.
in the church. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he went to law school. He went, you know, everybody just knew he was going to blow up and be this significant, awesome dude.
The new Johnny Cochran.
Because how smart he was, mm-hmm. you know, traditional intelligence. Well, he got out of college, went to law school, and couldn't pass the bar exam. Had a very hard time passing it. I believe he passed it. I'm not even sure if he did. But he and I were chatting, and he said something like this to me. He said, do you realize that the police have to break the law to keep it? And I was like, oh, that's an interesting idea. You know. And he mm-hmm. began to just throw at me concepts and stuff like that. So as he was talking to me about these concepts, again, this idea of success and financial mm-hmm. independence, I was thinking about college again. All the men and women who I knew who were very successful, who were, you know, doing really cool things in the community and have the money to actually bless and change lives.
Yes.
None of it had to do with their degrees. Hmm. And I said, okay, college. Let's look at college. And again, just critical thinking. And I'm not knocking it. Again, my son goes. My other boys will go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I teach a program at a nonprofit to kids that's going to college. So I'm not knocking college. But again,
you
have to have some critical thinking about your world, you know, and know what you're getting into, not being bamboozled.
Right.
You know, and so I said, okay, look at here. College is what, 30, 40, 50, 60 grand. And the average person comes out of college and can't find a job.
And in debt.
And then when you finally do find a job, again, I'm not talking about everybody, but statistics, which is the majority now.
Yes.
The majority can't find a job, or they get a job in an area that they don't need a degree in. You know, all these kind of things.
Right.
And then, again, no critical thinking, because what happens is we hit 30 years old, 35 years old, and say, man, I thought I would be farther than this. And what do we say? Let me do what? Go back to school.
Yeah.
Well, the first school you went to.
Didn't work.
Why would you go back to school? Where's your critical thinking here again? And so I said, okay, so the guy at the top of these schools, barring the maybe not the nonprofit colleges, but somebody owns a college.
Yes.
And or they're sitting on the board, very high up, millionaires.
Right.
Who are not at jobs particularly. They own the college. But they're selling you a degree to go get a job.
Right.
And again, just critical thinking. I was like, hold on. I don't want a degree. I want to own a school. That was just my thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's on my bucket list. I want to own a school from daycare to the middle. And hopefully one day I can own a college. But my point is, ladies and gentlemen, is start to think beyond what you've been taught when it comes to money. Start to think beyond what somebody has just told you.
Right.
We just buy into everything because the masses are doing it. One of my mentors told me this. He said, Joseph, look, man. And he has an honors degree from Morehouse College. And
that's
guess
cool.
What? He's never used it. He's got an honors degree in finance and never used his degree. He's owned several businesses since I've known him. And he owns a $1 million business now. But the honors degree in finance is not what taught them or showed them what to do.
Wow.
It wasn't that kind of finance. You know what I'm saying? And so, again, just critical thinking. I'm looking at the people around me that's trying to say, hey, we got to know, we got to get some financial literacy. So financial literacy. And we're just jumping in these classes. We're going to these little workshops. And nobody's stopping to say, okay, are you really qualified to teach me about money?
Other than you made a good flyer.
Other than you made a good flyer, phenomenal. And so, ladies and gentlemen, like, I really want you to start to think critically about where you are and who you are and what you know about money. Stop being afraid to say, okay, I want a lot of it. I want more of it. I need my life to change financially. And I'll say this, get away from this idea of financial literacy and start thinking about financially independent. Financial independence, meaning when I retire, I will. It's kind of like when you raise your kid up and you want your kid to be able to be independent of you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Come see mama, but don't always ask mama for money. You're 30. You know what I'm saying?
Come see about me.
Right. And so when you think of financial independence, it's like, okay, I don't have to depend on friends, family, and the federal government.
Right.
I don't have to depend on my job. I am the person that has gone out and created a way for finances to come into my home.
Right.
I've created systems that bring money into my home. Financial independence. I can function independent of all of this other stuff around me. I've created some things. So when you start thinking about it like that, I think it starts to help make you ask better questions.
It should. I've decided my next endeavor is to be a Facebook preacher.
A Facebook preacher?
I'm going to get a Cash App account, and I'm going to be a Facebook preacher.
I see some of this stuff,
man. If I look earnestly into the camera and tell them, God said that you ought to live.
You got
to
put D on the back of man.
Mend.
A mend of God.
Mend of God, you must live.
Right.
My Cash App is tagged in the bottom.
Right, right. No, but no, it's so interesting because even that,
yeah,
even the internet, man, I tell people, I don't care what you do. Figure out a way to create a system to get money coming in. Yeah. And I mean, don't do nothing illegal. I'm not saying that. But I, even on Facebook, you see these fitness people making a killing on Facebook, on Instagram. You see these speakers, these self-proclaimed motivational guys or these self-proclaimed relationship gurus. I'm not mad at you. If you got a million people that's listening to you and they're shooting to your Cash App, and they're, I mean, all I can say is that's a person that's created financial independence for himself.
Right.
He's found a way, she's found a way to get money coming in where I don't have to just – I don't have to spend all my hours trading hours for dollars,
right,
you know. And again, and I'm not knocking you if you do trade hours for dollars. Just make sure you understand that your hour is worth, you know, $100 an hour.
Right.
And not 10, you know, and again, critical thinking.
Yes.
Critical thinking. I ask people all the time, what are you worth? You know, you want to make a lot of money. What are you worth?
Mm.
And they say, I don't know. I'm worth $1 million. I said, then why do you accept $10 for your hour? I say, because according to the market out there, that's what you're worth. Your hour is worth $10. Well, no, I'm not. I'm a child of God. I'm not talking about how Jesus sees you.
Or even how your mama sees you.
Or even how your mama sees you. Because, and again, there's this guy. And real quick, guys.
We have sponsors.
Again, I'm finna go there.
What are we worth, Joseph? What do our sponsors think we're worth? Which are these individuals that have acknowledged that we are worthy?
A whole lot. If you got a business and you need to, like some of these guys are getting some really good business. So
yes, they are.
That's pretty cool. So again, guys, Harvest Group Institute, go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Give us a call at the office, 904-533-6154. Rack City Inspiration. She can help you write your book, Miss Melinda Rackley. Go to rackcityinspiration.com for any ideas that you want to get out of your head and onto paper. First Command Financial, plan out your future. I mean, you got to plan your future. Mr. Nick Poe, they've been sponsoring our stuff for the last 6 years. 904-269-8772. And again, Chiropractic Injury Solutions, South Side and West Side location. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. ChiropracticJax.com. Luke Lewis, if you want to purchase a home, give him a call, 904.
He is a veteran. Support our veterans.
And he's a veteran. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm a veteran too. 904-465-0100. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Kids in Capes, some of the new stuff that they got going on. They reached out to us and said, hey, we need you to talk about some of the things that we're doing. So they have a what they're calling the Courage Activate Combo.
Yes.
The Courage Activate Combo, Kids in Capes. For an investment of only $20, you can help protect a kid. You know, $20, that, you know, going to the movies. Just don't go to the movies one day and reach out to kidsincapeinc.org and help protect a kid. Keep them safe. If you got kids, you understand the reality and the need to keep them safe from sexual predators and things of that nature. And for that $20, you get a book from the Feisty for...
Feisty Four.
That's not how you spell feisty.
I'm glad that you can comprehend that, but that's the intention. It was the Feisty Four.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just happy I recognize a misspelled word.
Yay!
So the package includes a book from the Feisty Four Children's Book Series. These books help prevent and raise awareness about childhood sexual abuse, bullying, illegal drug use, so on and so forth. The package also includes a superhero cape, a mask, and, of course, some stickers for your kids. So basically, the package is going to be a blessing to your little guys. And as a family, you can take this package and really start to, in a very organized and intelligent way on their level, start to teach them about these things
exactly.
as well. So again, go to kidsincapeinc.org and donate $20, and you get a book from Feisty Kids, the Feisty Four Children's Book Series. Sit with your children and help share with them. In your own household, how to prevent sexual abuse, bullying, illegal drug use for your kids. Even if they're young, you can do it in a way that's healthy for them. And so, again, that's kidsincapesinc.org. And also, guys, today at 12, we are having a free orientation style workshop about how to make money. Mm-hmm. It's called Making Money Easy. And what we're doing today is really teaching people how to increase their income. It's not about budgeting. It's not about any of that stuff. It's literally about how to open your front doors and figure out how to take your skills and create some new income or increase your ability to make more money. That's today at noon. And don't forget, give us a call here at the office, 296-2251. That's 296-2251.
Even some testimonials from the previous workshop. We had some people that attended. They could call and share.
Man, y'all missed the workshop.
It was amazing.
The leadership and finance seminar that we did. You know, and this is the reality, guys. When there's things you can go to that'll change your life, it was only
$39. Right.
And you might not like what I'm about to say next, but if you don't got an extra $39 to go sit and learn from millionaires how to deal with your money and how to, because they weren't selling nothing, but these guys were high-end six-figure earners.
Right.
And if you don't have $39 to do this, that's why problem. You needed to be there.
That's exactly it.
You know, and it is a problem. Like, you should not be okay with yourself if you don't have $39 to sow into you so you can change your outcome. And again, it's not to be rude or nasty or mean, but it's to get people to realize that, you know, when
it's a paradigm shift.
It is. You know, and we lean on our Christianity and miracles. And we spent many, many weeks talking about why your life was not supposed to have to need you to, you know, speak in machine gun tongues every month to
right.
get your bills paid. It was not supposed to be that
right.
way.
Or to go through a gallon of olive oil, laying it on everything that
right.
you want to buy that you're not financially as
if
to
money
afford.
Is just going to drop out of the sky. That's
no.
not how money works, and that is not how the Bible describes that money
no.
works. And I know that's all that we're and that leads into my next thing. We're talking about financial literacy. We got so many leaders, so many pastors that are either broke and can't teach you about money,
mm-hmm.
or and I hate judging folks or whatever, and I'm trying to do that, but everything is going good for them.
Right. That, the only Mercedes that they are
not,
is theirs.
And they're not necessarily equipped to teach you how, because they're the pastor, so people are just giving into their lives. And mm-hmm. I get that. You're the pastor. The Bible says a workman is worthy of his hire, so on and so
yes.
forth, and I get it. I'm not mad at that. But at some point, leaders have to start teaching their people how money works,
right.
how to sow it, and not just how to sow and reap. Give your tithe and pay your offering. That
mm-hmm.
is not the extent of money.
No, it's not.
How to invest, you need to know. How to create a business, you need to know. How money flows in and out, you need to know. See, the Bible does talk about these things.
Yes.
The Bible says make friends with unrighteous mammon, for you're in day of adversity. I have some worldly friends who got a lot of money. When
yes.
I'm in trouble, I can call them and say, hey, I need the whole 1,000. I need the whole 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't necessarily thinking about God.
Right.
But I have friends who are unrighteous, if you will. I don't roll with them. I don't hang out with them. We ain't going to the strip club. We ain't doing none of that stuff. But I need some people in my life that have more than I have.
Right.
So when I get in the jam, I have somebody that can bail me out.
Right.
If all of my friends are broke, what happens when I can't pay my lights? You know what I mean?
Y'all love video vixens.
Or imagine if I come into a windfall of 5 or 10 grand. Who do I call and say, I got $10,000. What should I do with it? Besides try to pay off all your bills and so I can be out of debt. And it's like, I get you, but that is the wrong thing to do with this 10 grand. Find something to invest in that could bring more money into your house.
Exactly.
Take what you're earning, and then you pay off some of your debt.
Exactly.
But again, having leaders that don't know how to teach it to you, that don't know how to show it to you, it's something in you, ladies and gentlemen, has got to have some critical thinking. You know, you can't just buy into everything somebody's telling you about money that's elementary.
Right.
You know
and they
mean?
Don't have any fruit for what they're telling you as well.
And, oh my God, one of my mentors, his company does like $8 million a year, he's a Christian guy, and he said, Joseph, success leaves clues.
Yes, it does.
And he told me, he said, the people who you're getting advice from, they got to know how to teach you how to do it. Otherwise, you don't need to listen to them.
Exactly.
You know, and so at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, that's the idea. You got to get to that point where you have critical thinking, where you can see something's not right here, where you start to question, what do I need to do? What does the Bible really say about my money? All of these financial literacy courses and all of these colleges that's trying to teach on economics, and I thank God for it, but the guy teaching the economics don't have no money.
Mm-hmm.
He don't understand how economics really works. You know,
mm-hmm.
when we hit the little depression, you know, back in, what, 07, 08? Mm-hmm. I started one of my businesses in that time. And everybody's, oh, my God, no more money, blah, blah, blah. And I said to myself, hold on. I may not know the real estate industry, but I know how money works. Right. And money just doesn't disappear. It doesn't vanish.
It's just
so if
going
it's
somewhere
not
else.
Here, right, if it's not here, then we need to know where it went, because mm-hmm. that's how money works. It, you know, there's 12 districts that money is printed. So money that's printed in L.A., how does it wind up in Jacksonville? It flows. So if Jacksonville is showing a shortage of cash, the idea is not, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Ask this question. Get critical thinking. If the money is not here, where did it go? Because it doesn't just disappear. You know, criminals follow, you know, what the police, when they're trying to find crooks, follow the money. It's a, you know, and so, and that's all I'm trying to get you guys to come into, is just use some critical thinking. Don't just buy into the fact that it is what it is and it is what it says. Because I can tell you what, when we hit that downtime in 07, 08, there were also many millionaires in real estate and people in real estate mm-hmm. that truly understood how it worked, and they made a killing.
Yep, and they weren't afraid.
It's like, it's kind of like firemen. Yeah. Firemen, they're not afraid of fire. They understand fire. They know what to do, what doors not to go into. If it's hot, they understand what to do so they can function in it. They go in and they come out safely. We're afraid of fire because
we don't have the literacy for it.
Same thing with money. If you understand how money works, you don't get afraid.
Fear not.
You know, and so at the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. Like, open your eyes, open your minds, ask God for wisdom, and don't expect magic. God is not in the business of doing magic. He says the provision is laid out for you. It is your job to find out where it is. You know, mm-hmm. and that's through study. Study your word about money. It's more options than just saving and getting a second job.
Right.
You know what I mean? So guys, again. Don't forget, go to harvestgroupinstitute.com. Don't forget about Kids in Capes. Go to their website, kidsincapesinc.org. And right now, they're asking for you to donate $20, and you get a package that includes a book from the Feisty Four Children's Book Series. And this helps kids. It helps to show how to prevent childhood sexual abuse, bullying, and illegal drug use. And in that package, you get some superhero capes, you get masks, you get stickers. The kids are going to love it. You can sit with your family and really go over some of these things. Make it an opportunity to chat with them about what's going on in their lives, depending on, you know, no matter what their ages are.
I want a cape.
You got a cape? I believe it. I sure believe it. RackCityInspiration.com. If you need a book published, First Command Financial for Retirement Planning with Mr. Nick Poe, 269-8772. Chiropractic Injury Solutions. If you need some back cracking or massages, they are the deal. I love going. I go there twice a week myself. 904-300-3114. ChiropractorJax.com. And if you need a house, Luke knows what he's doing. 904-465-0100. And again, guys, we have a class today, the Making Money Easy course. And I'm telling you.
Did you say the orientation was free today?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it's at noon. It's about an hour long. And at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to learn a lot about how it all works. You got to get to a place where you are not worried about things. Like she said, I'm not afraid. I know how to make money. So if I get a light bill that's a little more than what I was expecting it to be, guess what I do? I just walk out of my front door and go generate some revenue. That's I know how to do it. I know what I'm doing. And you got to get to the point where you know how to do that. So again, give us a call at 904-533-6154. And if you want to go to that event today, the address is 101-05 Deerwood Park Boulevard, and it's on the second floor, suite 250, and you're going to have a blast. You're going to have a good time, a lot of fun, but learning stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And so I would say come out, be there, don't
be empowered.
At the end of the day, that's really what it boils down to. That's the reality. What are you going to do to change your life, or are you just going to continue complaining about it? And who wants to keep complaining about things when you can actually fix them?
And no one wants to hear you complain about them.
And nobody wants to hear it. Unless you're around other folks. It's like I watch people get around each other and complain about money as if that's going to fix stuff. But they feel good because you complaining about money and I complaining about money.
We must all be broke together.
Yeah. It's not okay because you're broke together. I'd rather be rich alone than broke together. You know what I'm saying? Which, anyways, you won't be rich alone if you did it right. There's,
That's right.
It's lonely at the top. That is a lie. You didn't build it correctly. So, again, guys, it's Making Money Easy. Revenue Generating Course is free. 10151 Deerwood Park Boulevard, Building 200, Second Floor, Suite 250. So, come on out. 10151 Deerwood Park Boulevard. And so, give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154. We appreciate your time and attention here at Praise 107.9. God bless you. Until next time, we love you. Drive fast and take chances.
Yes.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.